What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I give you a quick Panthers update to start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official drink of the Florida Panthers. Solana mentioned it earlier. So they lose last night. They've lost 3 of their last 4, 7 of their last 11. So little bit of a rough patch here for the Panthers. I don't think there's much to worry about, but I did see online Barkov, 1 goal in the last 11 games. Tkachuk, 1 goal in the last 12 games. Sam Bennett, 0 goals in the last 17 games. Carter Verhaeghe, 1 goal in the last 13 games. Just in a dry spell right now. Yeah. I don't think there's a greater problem, but at some point, you got to break out of this little dry spell.
Little
but yeah. I think Solana actually said it better earlier, which is they're playing playoff hockey, and that may not translate that well. What are you making an eye? I'm saying you were right.
Oh, no. I'm not making an eye because I disagree with you. I also think every year a championship team goes through a stretch where people are like, huh. And the reality is, you just won a championship. It's January.
Detroit last night. I mean, Detroit's bad. Like, and it's Sergei Bobrovsky. Like, you put up a game like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Stinker.
Like, especially when you're skidding. Like, this is the game last night. Like, that's the team where you get things right.
Come back.
So that one, like, smarts.
But
last night.
I read that the Detroit Red Wings have won 8 of their last 9. Like, they're on a heater.
They are on a heater.
And the Panthers are getting everybody's A game every single night. You have teams who know the Panther style, who want to come in and kick their ass just because of the champs. And they're probably just sick of it, man. They're like, oh, we'll see you in April, you losers. Have fun in Cancun, Detroit.
Remember when Paul Maurice came in and we were scoring 7, 8 goals a game, and then he slows it down. He plays more physical. And the Panthers, you talking about the penalties earlier. The Panthers are whooping ass on the ice. And they're playing that. To Solana's point, I thought about when he said earlier, they're playing the playoff style of hockey that works, and they know it, and they're going to make the playoff. They're tops in the division. Hey, man, I can't go out here every night. Barkey can't go out there every night and give you 3 points. We're gonna get in the playoffs and show y'all why we have the damn Stanley Cup.
And Sergei Bobrovsky stop a goal every now and then.
Now Bob has been, I don't know if his eyes are hurt.
It was a rough game last night. And Spencer Knight had a great game the game before, right? Didn't Spencer Knight start on
when they played the Flyers. No, the Devils, sorry. They had lost to the Flyers.
Yeah.
Tuesday
they played the second night of a back to back.
They played the Devils and they won in a shootout 2-1.
I just got a text from one of my kids' school that there's pink eye going around. Maybe Bob has pink eye.
Maybe all those guys have been hanging out at your house.
And getting pink eye?
Patient zero, man. You've had pink eye more than anyone that I've ever met.
Man, Hawk, I've had pink eye twice in 13 years.
Stop it. How many cases of pink eye did he have in the first 5 years of this show, Solana? It was like every
Don't
other
lie.
Week.
To be
Don't
fair,
lie, Solana.
To be fair, when I got hired by QAM, Falero was your producer, and pink eye was like a prevalent conversation on this show. But
you're looking at the patient zero.
Yeah. To be fair, since I've worked on this show, you've only had pink eye like 16 times, Crowder. So it's definitely fallen off a little bit.
You go to hell. I ain't no pink.
I think whatever problem you have up there, it's moved down to your teeth. And you're just shooting teeth out of your mouth.
I'm not going to lie. That's why I brought it up. Because I know I've had pink eye. And they were like, pink eye is blowing up in schools. I'm like, pink eye?
Anyway, like my
arch nemesis.
After the Panthers game tomorrow, which is at home, Panthers will hit the road for four straight on the West Coast. You got the Ducks again, and then L.A., San Jose, and the Vegas Golden Knights. Panthers will not return home after tomorrow night until January 29th. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So tonight, obviously, Jimmy Butler is where I think everybody has their attention placed on around the NBA.
I've been watching ESPN. Like, they're following it. Like, this is it. Like, it's a fun story. Fun, and as I read to you from Anthony Chang, like one of the most consequential games in recent memory for, you don't know what's going to happen.
No mid ground. There's no C's here, Hawk. There's an F and an A in how this game goes. And I love it.
So you think there's going to be a ton of national media at the arena tonight?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, Tim Bontemps is there for ESPN because I saw him live at the Kaseya Center. So I would imagine if you're like a national NBA writer or whatever, yeah, you'll probably be there tonight. Hopefully you'll get a quote after the game.
If Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets upset, no one cares. Jimmy Butler's known for getting upset and being a temper tantrum guy. Something's going to happen tonight. At Big Face Coffee, they put a middle finger in your coffee mug. I saw that on some social media.
That's uplifting.
It has to. He's so damn silly. It has to be a FU game. Either FU I'm not playing or FU I'm about to score 40. It has to be that. That's how Jimmy's built.
Sticking with Shai Gilgeous too, though.
What's his name again? I just watched him last night. Boy, that little boy can play now. He got that big bottom lip, but he can play basketball.
And guess what the line is tonight?
Heat hosting the Nuggets.
Jokic playing tonight? No. Jokic playing? Isn't it weird that every game you have to ask if the superstars are playing? I guess he doesn't miss many games, though, does he?
He has this year. Jokic this season, but he's been hurt as well. I think
he is playing. He is playing.
Nuggets still favored.
Isn't he questionable?
Three.
I'm just seeing he has an over-under on the Hard Rock app, so that's how I judge it. I don't know if he's questionable or not.
Okay.
I haven't looked. Three-point dogs.
The Heat?
Yeah.
Lana, you want to guess?
Heat minus 2.5.
Heat minus 1.
Yeah.
The pick'em. You know what? That's because they don't know what Jimmy's going to do.
Well, it's certainly part of it.
No, I also think it's because the Nuggets
What's Tyler's?
Tyler's 24 and a half.
24 and a half.
Yeah, every night.
Because I would think, like, if Jimmy takes over, Tyler's numbers are going to go way down. But if Jimmy stands in the corner, Tyler has to be the guy again.
Also, maybe Tyler shows out and doesn't shoot and doesn't, you know, he's like, oh, okay, you guys, man, you need to put Jimmy back in the lineup when I'm out here busting my ass and the guy doesn't want to be here or whatever. There you go. You guys make your baskets. Boop, beep, bop.
Jokic, Aaron Gordon, and Jamal Murray are all in the injury report. Jokic is questionable. Aaron Gordon, questionable. Murray is probable for tonight's game, which is why the Heat are one-point favorites. If all three of those get upgraded to active, I would imagine it would swing towards the Nuggets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If Bam gets mad, he might score 7 and not 9.
crazy how disrespectful you are to our captain. Crazy.
He has 100 in culture, though. 100 in culture.
Move your mic up.
It's crazy because Bam didn't play against the Clippers. And you see how bad the offense is without Bam. You see it. When he's on the floor.
He's slandering Bam. I'm not. Mm-hmm. You're slandering him. I was just saying what one of the texters said, which was, hey, you hand the keys to one of the most storied franchises in Miami to Bam, and he puts up this kind of season. He's showing you something, which, you know, again, I don't disagree with. He's having an off season.
34 minutes, 16 points a game. He's killing it.
All right, that's fine. If you want a box score watch, that's fine. No problem. You do you, bro.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
I went Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, put up 30 in 8 minutes.
What's crazy is
What I want to see.
Jokic is having statistically like the best season of his career. He's already won the MVP, what, 3 times? SGA is just performing better this year than Jokic and the 3-time MVP. And I don't know if he's going to end up winning it, but
that was more fun to watch.
No.
SGA?
Jokic isn't going to give you the highlights that him? Gilius?
Gilligan's Alexander.
Listen, this Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this boy can play some basketball. I watched it. No, he's the favorite. He's the only guy that's minus to win the MVP. He's like minus 275. Yeah. Everybody else is plus.
Yeah, this year he deserves it, man. Like he, and then yesterday he got on the mic. He said, I don't need free throws to do it. Kind of calling out everybody because all these stars, they're all just free throw merchants is what they all are. And SGA is not. Like he plays the right way. It's awesome.
But he can go.
Yeah, you're saying that like name? You're saying that like if nobody else knew that, like if you found a diamond in the rough, bro, SGA's been a superstar for 3 years.
The MVP just said it.
He's minus 275 to win the MVP, but watching him last night on primetime, I was like, damn, this guy is good.
The Cavs.
DJ asked me something today. I think DJ saw this on social media. Is this the best OKC lineup ever?
No.
Ooh, no. It's got to be the lineup. KD, with, and, yeah.
Even though this team is better.
Are they?
The record is better. The record's for sure better.
I mean,
well, are you sure the record's better?
That lineup was better. No. Had 3 Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But isn't this record, OKC team better?
This is the best record. Last night they said this is the best record OKC had through what, 40 games? It's like 34 and 6, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. The record's by far, but I still think I take KD well. Westbrook and James Harden.
What's funny is, Harden gets traded, but the team that was up 3-1 against the 73-9 Warriors or whatever. Yeah, it was the 73-9 Warriors. They're up 3-1 with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. Like, that team ends up losing to the greatest regular season team of all time, and nobody wants to respect them. But those teams were good for years. They were good.
What's his middle name?
Gilligan.
This Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, boy, listen.
The Dolphins are going to play a game in Madrid. It's at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, which is Real Madrid's home stadium.
All right.
You guys saw Brady's agent, Don Yee? He said that because we had talked about it a couple days ago, and somebody told us, I don't know who was on with us, that told us, like, there's no way Brady is back in the broadcast booth next year. He's going to get
like a Gelb statement. Yeah. I wasn't here Wednesday, but that sounds like Zach Gelb.
He's going to go deep into the management, ownership stuff. He's going to forget about the broadcasting stuff. And Brady's agent shut those reports down. He told the SBJ, the Sports Business Journal, that Tom is back at Fox next year. He's back in that broadcast booth.
It's like a $350 million deal.
$40 million a year.
Like, who's going to walk away from that?
Crazy. And he's actually decent.
He's not earth-shatteringly good. He's decent. But for that price, you probably need earth-shatteringly good.
Yeah, Yeah, he's just calling the game.
I wonder if Fox could get out of that contract right now if they would. My guess is yes. Because I think Greg Olson was that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tony Romo, while a lot of people think he lost his fastball, was better at the beginning than Tom Brady was his first season. And I think Fox probably overpaid for him. They wanted the biggest name in football. I get it, but I'm not necessarily certain it is drawing. Like, I would literally watch a Nance Romo game when Romo first started because I was learning so much from him. And I don't feel the same way with Brady.
I'm with you 100%. And I think, like, he tries to go too deep with, oh, the four cover four and the safety sitting on the hash. And it's like, listen, Romo is he talks like a normal guy, but knows football.
Yeah, he's excited.
Brady.
And he's, yeah. And then he'll be like, Jim, look at the, you know, whatever, Cooper Kupp over there. Yes. Look at Cooper Kupp over there. You know, like, yeah.
When I hear Brady, I'm sitting in a dark room at Dolphin Stadium with a coach. And he's explaining to me that the safety needs to be a yard and a half farther outside. And it's like, I don't want to hear it. And I know what he's talking about.
He's not great, but who cares? Like, he's still Tom Brady, right? Isn't that all that matters?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're paying for. Yeah.
Because you said if Fox could get out of it right now.
I believe they would.
I don't think they would, Hawk, because even if he doesn't improve, because you're right, Romo was great right away. Let's be honest. The whole Jim shtick has gotten old. Like, I'm sick of it already.
And
all he is just a Josh Allen apologist at every turn. It's insufferable. Brady didn't start great. He'll be better. He'll get better. And people are watching anyways because it's Tom Brady. It's the greatest football player of all time.
That's my point. You're watching anyways. Like, you're putting him on the best games that you'd be watching if you know it was Shane Gilgeous. Andrew.
What's his name?
Yeah. Shane Gilgeous. Gilchrist. Sean Gilchrist Andrews.
SGA, that's what we call him. No.
Yes, sir.
It's a thing with ex-athletes. So honestly, like, your athletic ability gets you in the door, and then you have to prove that you can do it. We've seen it in radio with guys. I tell stories about a bunch of guys that tried to do radio, and they just like, they don't like the grind of it, or they can't do it. They're not entertaining, whatever it is.
So name, like, gets you in the door, though. Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Like, yeah. Like, I know people that were hating on me early in my career of radio. Like, oh, they just gave him a job because he played ball. No, you're lame, boy. You leave me alone. But
well, you did get the job because you had played ball. Let's be honest here. I mean, it's not like you don't 100%. Have the best in personality or something.
I love when people ask me, do I have a degree? I'm like, when what? Wow, communications. Man, get out of here.
How long have you been doing it now?
Going on 14 years.
Yeah, so you're going to get the hang of it soon. I feel it because I feel like you're. I think you'll finally get your bearings. Maybe year 15.
Now you acting like Samantha Gilman Saratoga. What's his name?
Finally, guys, been waiting to bring this up, and today just feels like such a perfect day to do it. All Netflix right. is officially the home of the place you can watch Interstellar for the next, I don't know, couple months. Yeah, the greatest movie ever made, Interstellar.
No, here's the thing, and you know my take on Interstellar. I think people want to feel smart. So they go, oh, this movie's so great, and I understand what it means, and nobody understands what it means. The entire universe is taking place behind this guy's bookshelf inexplicably. But people want to feel like they get it. It's art, right? Yeah. People look at Art the Banana from Art Basel, and they tell you why this banana is representative of the universe and what they see. And I think that's what it is with Interstellar. And I've had this hate relationship with the movie. The problem is, the more I've watched it, it happens to be pretty good. Like, it's really...
Oh, okay. Don't do
it.
It happens to be...
No, Jack.
It happens to be excellent filmmaking. And I think I think if you allow yourself to just enjoy the movie without pretending that you know what's going on, because there's no way anyone knows what's going on. Who's the director? That Nolan guy?
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, that guy, he doesn't know if he's coming or going. He's just trying to be silly. He's trying to be cutesy. Some of these directors, they get cutesy.
The greatest director in the world right now. That's who you're talking about?
He's the guy that did the movie that I walked out of with DJ, right? The one that was like in the little town.
Yeah.
Isn't that the Christopher Nolan movie that just, it was like a year or two ago?
I believe it was. That movie?
The little town.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan.
No, actually, no, because he was doing Oppenheimer at that point. So I don't think it was.
Oh, right. Oppenheimer. That was a good movie. Well, it fell short. That movie fell short.
It was cool to see the lead up to it and the, you know, all the angles of what was about
to happen. It was a little hard to keep track of because it kept bouncing back and forth.
What's the movie that I was thinking of?
No, that was your low T that you couldn't keep up.
Okay.
The cutesy director, Little Town. I think it was Scarlett Johansson had a nude scene.
Did she really?
Yeah. Little Town. You just keep yelling Little Town.
Well, then
Little House on the Prairie?
Maybe you're wrong.
Dave and I literally walked out of it.
Yeah, I remember I was really excited to see it. You told me it sucked.
It was terrible.
Right, but if she had a nude scene, then, I mean.
Yes. Asteroid City.
Asteroid City.
Yeah.
With the cartoony, the cartoonish stuff.
Yeah, the
director, I watched it on the plane. I turned that one off.
The director is Wes Anderson, by the way.
Oh, Wes Anderson. Another guy is cutesy. Him and this Christopher Nolan. I mean, honestly, listen, I'm all for it. Oppenheimer, they're having sex in a chair in front of everybody during the hearing. You remember, like what are we doing here? Yeah. Remember, all of a sudden, like, it was, I mean, gratuitous. I love gratuitous. But, I mean, what are we doing there, Christopher Nolan?
My favorite scene.
Oh, mine too. Yeah, I mean, but it made no sense to me.
So, just so I'm on the same page here with you, for years I've been telling you Interstellar, favorite movie, and you've called everybody out on Interstellar that liked Interstellar,
right?
Because it's a ridiculous movie, and it can't be a good movie because it's so ridiculous. But now. You think Interstellar is a good movie as long as you pretend like it's a bad movie.
If you know that it's not like this great experimentation in universe and time and wormholes, because it's all hooey nonsense. But filmmaking and soundtrack and vibe, yes, you can get lost in it.
Like
Gravity.
Like Avatar.
Avatar.
I know there's
movie,
no blue
though.
There ain't no big ass blue people running around, but this
have
is pretty
to be
cool
true
concept.
For it to be a good movie, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Interstellar is silly. Like it's like these people come out of Interstellar and they're like, oh, I get it, because time is really boundaryless. And it's like, okay. Yeah. No, it's not. And all of a sudden there's sand on the floor in the room. Like, what are we doing? I'm sending you a signal. I'm throwing sand on your bedroom floor. None of it makes any sense. It's stupid.
You don't like to have like a strong reflection period walking out of a movie?
I do. This one, I reflected on the movie that I just watched going, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. He sent her a message by putting sand on her floor. He was in a different universe, but he got sand through the bookcase.
And that was her response.
It was the portal that they had set up. There were several different portals around inside the black hole.
I don't know about portals.
Hey, man.
Who set up portals?
They did.
The people.
Who?
The people in the future.
tried to go back and talk to him. I've watched that dumbass movie.
I probably watched it more than both of you combined.
It's not a dumb movie. It's a phenomenal movie.
That movie
the best score ever composed by Hans Zimmer. And truthfully,
the score is great. I'm with you. The score happens to be great.
You're moving the goalposts. Talking about score.
And maybe,
hey, text me and I'm text me, Solana. I'm gonna throw some sand on your driveway so we're communicating.
Well, we'll know that you're in a different realm.
Maybe the best visuals ever put together on film.
That's a little silly with the robot where he's just. I mean, it's like another human. Like he's conversational and he can, you know.
AI.
Yeah, it's too much.
Skynet.
Too much. Allen Iverson?
He was in those blue avatars. Jake Sully, the woman avatars were bad.
We're back on that.
I wanted to get there, but I was letting y'all letting y'all go. Natiri?
They set up transfer portals.
Or communication vessels.
Carson Beck?
It better not cost $4 million to put that sand on that bookshelf.
Had they just cut the movie like 30 minutes earlier, it would have been the best movie of all time. The second he's talking back to himself in the bookshelf, it became the dumbest movie ever. You do have a point
and he's
there.
Like freaking out. Yeah. But where is he?
He's in the black hole, Hawk.
The black hole looks like it's massive, right? It's bigger than, like, it could swallow a sun.
Mm-hmm.
But the black hole he's in just seems like a dark room, kind of.
Right. He's in the closet.
All I know is I walked out of there feeling so small.
I saw it on an airplane for the first time. And, and I have... My son, when did it first come out? Like, when was it first available? Because, like, David was younger. And I when they go back and he's seeing his daughter who's already grown up, she's on her deathbed, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got off this airplane. I'm, like, weeping inside. I wasn't right for days. Like, I was angry at the movie. I thought I was going to watch, like, I don't know, something with aliens. And instead, I got a dad who kind of... went back on his word to his daughter and barely got to see her alive. I was weeping. It was a terrible flight.
I've actually never seen the movie. I'm kidding. I saw it on an airplane too, but I didn't want to admit that I saw it on an airplane. And Crowder, the sand had to do with
you
like
made
the
up
buoyancy.
A whole damn lie. You said you and your brother went to the theater. You've made up a whole damn lie about this raggedy ass movie.
Yeah, but it is a good movie. It really is.
It's not a good movie. To Hawk's point, if you just let yourself go, it's like watching Trolls
it's
or
filmmaking.
Avatar.
Yeah, the filmmaking is great.
Y'all laugh, but that's why I brought up Avatar. It's not real. Let's just fall into
this
world.
Avatar has a good plot and a good story. This story made me laugh at the end.
But it's silly, but if you let yourself go into the story where he can go back and see his daughter die and all, like, let yourself go, and it's a good movie. If you're thinking rationally, none of these movies are good. Watch a documentary. That's real life, son.
Okay, Mr. Garvey.
you gotta let yourself go, man. Y'all let yourself go.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Hawk, I'm hot with you about this Interstellar because I thought we were on the same page and you just started pulling back.
No, I think it was silly, but I happen to think it was a great piece of filmmaking.
I ain't talking to you until next segment.
You guys just aren't deep enough, I think, to understand a movie.
That's
of
the
that
thing
caliber.
That annoys me about that movie is people think they're super deep,
yeah,
because they really understand what it and you can't. It's impossible for you to understand what that movie is trying to do. It is impossible for someone the likes of you specifically to understand. So I know you don't understand it, and you feel all high and mighty because you want to pretend like you do, and you don't. You barely understand time zones in our own country, let alone portals to different realms.
Bingo.
If you can't understand the movie, that's on you. If you can't understand why there's sand inside that room, then that's on you. But those of us who get it, those of us who are on the inside.
How long was that movie? How long was that movie?
Oh, 6 hours at least, right?
Yeah, you lost at least 8% of your testosterone during that movie.
Right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Solana's like a Tesla. He's got to charge up at night.
His estrogen runs out through the day.
Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-60s. It's been raining a little bit as well. That is your weather.
All right, we'll do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We'll give away that Twin Peaks gift card as well, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what did you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Solana hit us with a little 15 minutes of heat here as we head into a consequential game.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat, sponsored by my friends at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com.
Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel says, for what it's worth, in case this comes into play tonight, the only time Jimmy Butler has not started a game that he played in since his second NBA season was January 27th, 2017, against the Heat, the game after he was fined by the Bulls for questioning the team's young players. So it would be quite a statement if he doesn't start tonight.
The Heat are going to take the high road and Jimmy's going to start. The question is how Jimmy deals with this return from suspension. I am on the couch waiting, watching pregame.
Was it 8 o'clock tonight, Solano?
8 o'clock tonight. 8 o'clock tonight at the Kaseya Center. 3 p.m. Sunday versus Victor Wembanyama, your boy, and the San Antonio Spurs.
So here are some over-unders for tonight, just for bleeps and giggles. Nikola Jokic is at 27.5. 27.5. Tyler, 24.5. Bam, 15.5. Jimmy Butler, 14.5. Terry Rozier, 12.5. Duncan Robinson, 8.5. And Haywood Highsmith, 6.5.
I like the Tyler over. Just off, like, Jimmy, we're having all these problems. It's off the court. We're getting reports from Ramona Shelburne and all that stuff. But I had to pick up the slack while you were gone. I'm the guy now. I'm the all-star. Let me go out here and ball with you on the court.
Right. Like, I don't care if you're on the court, not on the court. Like, I've shown everyone I'm the scorer.
Yes, I can go score. I think Tyler takes that. I don't say takes it personal like Jordan, but
how about Jimmy over 1.5 made threes at +105? If he stands in the corner, he's going to get his three balls.
But is he going to shoot on both feet, or he going to do one of them ugly little one-foot jumpaways?
I kind of like that over. Jimmy Butler to hit 1-3 tonight at +105.
Hawk, he's probably one of the worst three-point shooters in the NBA.
But he doesn't want to get hurt going to the rim for this team. So maybe he just
is passively standing over
there.
Yeah,
kind of like a passive scorer.
Surprised when the ball gets swung to him. Oh, hey.
You like that, Solana? I kind of like that. Jimmy Butler to make 1-3 tonight.
I mean, you're basically blindfolded throwing at a dartboard. Like, that could very much hit, you know? But I don't know. Because I genuinely don't know what he's going to do tonight. I have no idea.
But Tyler concept, though, what over was it, 24?
Yeah.
He was him, and now I'm him. And no matter when he comes back, I'm still going to be him. I'm playing it
like if the offense goes to Jimmy, like if they go, hey, everyone in the locker room, reset, recalibrate. Remember what this team was before the last. You don't think that'll happen?
No.
All right.
No. And by the way, Tyler Hero betting over 24.5 is smart considering. I'm not saying it's going to hit, by the way. Don't use this against me yesterday, tomorrow if it doesn't.
I can't wait.
But the guy has scored 30 or more in three straight games. Like, he's been doing that this year. That's why he's at 24.5.
Trade for whoever you want to trade for. Get whoever you want for Jimmy. I'm still Tyler damn Hero. I'm still baby goat.
Tyler Hero did not get in front of reporters in the locker room in Portland and say, we got enough, without knowing how that message was going to be perceived. He knew what he was doing. He's not happy about the situation, and he's showing you that he has elevated his game this year.
But again, what if he shows you by being a little pouty tonight?
But you're still here. You're locked in. Now you're the guy. You were the trade rumor guy, and now you're not the trade rumor guy, and now you're playing at the highest level of basketball you've played since we drafted you. So now Jimmy comes back, and now you're going to go pout in the corner? No,
it's not that you're going to pout in the corner, but what if Coach said, what if Coach says to you, hey, Jimmy's back tonight. The team runs through Jimmy. What if they take the high road, like you're saying? Team runs through Jimmy. Make sure the offense runs through Jimmy. You don't think Tyler might get a little pouty? Not saying that he goes in the corner and pouts, but might not get a little pouty.
Okay, Colt. Give me that biscuit, Colt. Come on, Colt.
I don't think there's a chance in hell Eric Spoelstra is going to go into that locker room and say, hey, guys, new strategy. Everything runs through Jimmy again because he's mad. So that's what we're doing. Like, I think they're going to play their game plan. And if Jimmy Butler wants to be a part of it, as he was when they had won four straight and he was putting up the highest field goal percentage of his career, even though his usage percentage was down, then they're going to welcome him. If he's not, he won't play the fourth quarter.
Oh.
And that's it. Like, it's as simple as that.
Is Jaime Jaquez Jr. playing tonight? How come I didn't see a prop for him?
Because Jimmy will probably start. That's the idea is that Jimmy will start, so Jaime's minutes will decrease.
Listen, they got to have two game plans. It's like it's crazy. And Spo's a Hall of Fame coach. Riley knows what's going on. Everybody in that organization knows. They're going to have a game plan for motivated Jimmy and stand in the corner Jimmy. And they have to have that game plan. So Jimmy goes out there and wants to go crazy. Okay, 33 minutes, 34 minutes, whatever it is. Jimmy goes out there and starts BSing. He's going to get 19 minutes, 18 minutes.
How about Tyler over 30
points? Two game plans.
Tyler over 30 points at plus 210.
I like the 24 a little better than 30.
How about Bam over 30 points at plus 3,000?
No chance. No way.
Against Jokic? He plays well against Jokic.
Bam hadn't scored 30 points in his life.
How about Tyler over 40 points at plus 1,300?
I don't like it. I always push my narrative too far.
Over 40?
40 is crazy.
Over 40 plus 1,300.
Nah.
Over 30? Plus 210?
Maybe, but the Nuggets are a tough matchup for this team. The Heat are like 2-9.
Walking back a little bit, Interstellar.
Every time the Heat is on my side, he does this.
The Heat don't play well against the Nuggets. They just don't. Forget the finals.
Right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. Let me give away the Twin Peaks gift card here. This will be the final one for the week. And what caller number do you want to take? You want to take caller 22 for Jimmy? You want to take caller
22. Jimmy by the show.
22. Let's see. Caller 22, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 22 gets a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. Watch some football there this weekend. Watch the national championship game there on Monday night. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Caller 22 gets a $50 gift card.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.